Hello, good evening. Yeah, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation, the state, and your local community. Can you be so kind to share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in the state of Michigan?
Yep.
Thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate your opinion and you taking the time to help me. I know, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me just the year where you were born? Just a year.
67. And where are you from?
I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a study about the upcoming elections and issues that are affecting your community. That's all. What year you say you were born?
67.
Thank you, ma'am. It's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving on. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
Oh, I'm going to vote.
Almost certain? Should I record that as your answer? Okay. Now, if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? If you can mention one at least.
The border.
The border security? Should I record that as your answer? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or the Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I voted, but that's nobody's business who I voted for.
No problem, ma'am. We can continue. Okay. Now, in thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., if you have to choose today?
Independent.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, in thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party, Jill Stein, or independent?
Independent.
Independent, okay. Independent, okay, thank you. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, can you please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using the scale from 0 to 100? 0 means there is no change that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Let's say if it's just two candidates, Donald Trump from 0 to 100.
0 to what?
For 0 to 100, I'm sorry. What number, what are the chances that you will vote for Donald Trump for 0 to 100?
90.
Thank you. And Joe Biden?
0.
0. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Moving right along. I do appreciate your patience. And thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Wait a minute. So, wait, you only asked me about Biden and Trump. You didn't ask me about the other candidates like you did the last time. The next
question is going to be about the other candidates. But this is like the two main runners. That's the reason why this study is just concentrated on those two persons. But believe me, I mean, they just want to hear, you know, how you think. It's just a study, man. But, you know, if you have to choose, will you be voting for Congress? This is for Congress. Will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Republican,
thank you. And I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Believe me, it means a lot to us. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party? Who do you trust more?
I don't trust any of them. But Donald did a good job.
Okay. How should I record your answer? Neither or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Trump,
much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. And please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. And these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, you know. Now, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree? Strongly disagree? Or neither?
I disagree.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. And President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Same question. Agree or disagree with that statement or neither?
I agree. We should keep them together.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. And President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Agree or disagree, or neither?
I'm sorry, say that again?
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, or neither?
I somewhat disagree.
Thank you. And President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase on the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Agree or disagree or neither?
He said what?
President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states. I'm sorry, what
you know,
was that?
I'm sorry.
I'm listening.
I know you have to go through these questions, but
right.
I really don't have time. But the thing is, I'm going to tell you where I stand on it, and you can answer it any way you want, because, I mean, to be honest with you, I'm going to be honest. I don't trust anything anymore. So the thing is that if someone wants to come in to this country, they need to come in the regular way, you know.
Right.
Not crossing the borders, nothing like that. I mean, my grandparents came in that way, right, you know.
Right.
I mean, so if they want to work, they have to apply for a visa. They have to, you know.
No, and I understand it's...
I'm angry. I don't... Actually, to be honest with you, I don't even want to do this anymore because just even thinking about it just ticks me off.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No problem. Thank you for your patience. I appreciate your time.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.